Spain has Europe's highest unemployment rate, about 25%. And for people in their 20s, it's double that. Every weekday morning, lines snake around the block at unemployment offices across Spain, where job seekers go to register for benefits or training courses. Reporter Lauren Frere went to one such office in her own Madrid barrio to talk with the unemployed about how they're coping nearly 3 years into Europe's debt crisis.
The crowd of job seekers at this unemployment office in downtown Madrid looks different than it did a few years ago. Back when the housing market went bust, it was construction workers who flooded into this lobby. Now labor reforms have made it easier for corporations to fire workers without seniority. So the latest wave has been white-collar youth unemployment. People like Jaime García de Sola, who studied economics and then got an internship at an investment bank. It had just turned into a full-time job.
Yeah, actually it was everything okay, but there was no too many things going on, so finally they have to fire someone. It was the new one, so it was me.
At 30, García was really looking forward to moving out of his parents' house.
I was about to, and then I got fired. I have found like the perfect apartment with some friends and everything, and then I guess I'm lucky, so I didn't get into the contract and stuff, because that would be a bit hard today to pay and everything.
Unemployment has also come at a particularly inconvenient time for the person just behind him in line, 30-year-old Vicky Fernandez.
I'm going to get married 16th of June. You know, it's going to be quite hard being without a work after the wedding.
Fernandez racked up advanced degrees in hopes she would never find herself here in the unemployment line.
I have a diplomatura, and I have 2 masters, and I have 2 languages, French and English and Spanish, of course. And I have a lot of problems to find the work, and it's not easy for young people.
Many of those here are well-educated 30-somethings. The demographic Spain's economy relies on to do things like buy houses or start families. But those things get put on hold in this economy, Fernandez says.
I'm quite frightened, because also I want to be a mother. So it's quite difficult right now because you don't have enough money to get your life to the end of the month. So you can imagine with the children.
García and Fernandez are both frustrated that financial autonomy seems beyond reach. But here in Spain, young people do tend to live with their parents longer, with or without an economic crisis. And that's one of the traditions that allows Spain to survive with 50% unemployment among youth, says economist Gonzalo Garland at Madrid's IE Business School.
They stay with their parents. If one of the parents works, then they will be able to survive. And therefore, the impact of unemployment is not as strong as it would be in another society. But sometimes even grandparents with their pensions are supporting other families where none have employment. So there's this family network, let's say, that also tends to alleviate to some extent the impact of very high unemployment.
The problem is when those well-educated 20-somethings become 30-somethings and 40-somethings and still can't find steady, meaningful work. And that's what's happening now. Garland says that paradoxically, Spanish laws that aim to protect jobs are at least partly to blame.
Because firing is so difficult and the cost is so high, and there's also a resistance to hire. And therefore, what happens is you have a lot more long-term unemployed in Western Europe than what you have in the U.S.
Back at the unemployment office, García eyes construction workers digging up the road out front, and he wonders whether going to college and getting internships was the right path after all. He's thinking of going abroad now, and I ask him how he's feeling.
Afraid, I think. Yeah, because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what can I do.
For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.